tend to think that our greatest need is really what I'm going to eat today. And there's no question that that pull, that desire, that passion, well, you go long enough and it'll rise up. But the fact is, it is not your greatest need. Your greatest need is not what you're going to eat, but what you're going to hear. And this is what Paul means when he says that he is certain that the God who is the Father of Jesus Christ will supply every need of yours according to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. And it is such a true thing. I mean, don't miss this. It is so easy to worship the belly. All right, yesterday, Paul called the God of the dogs their belly. Remember, the dogs are the legalists. They are those who believe that religion or spirituality or truth is ultimately a matter of what you do according to a certain set of rules, rights and wrongs. Now, I got nothing against rights and wrongs. The issue is thinking that those things are a matter of becoming good, of justifying the present moment, right? And the dogs were particularly teaching that the way to do this was circumcision. Okay. But he says of them that their God is their belly. It's just a profound idea, right? That really all they care about at the end of the day is whether or not they're going to eat. And that all of their efforts to justify themselves by all of the Hebrew traditions really was a matter of them putting their curved inward hearts and guts first. And as much as it'd be nice to think that's not how we are today, Christians as we are, the thing is, if we're honest, if we have any integrity, we have to admit, I have to admit, my God's my belly, right? My God is the Lord Jesus Christ and his Father, too. He is the God I will worship and have no other gods, and yet my flesh, according to the desires of my broken and black heart, well, push comes to shove, it's my belly. Just ask my family around the dinner table when we're sitting down to eat, do I want to have fun and chat and care for them, or do I want to put that food in my mouth? Right? Because, you know this, the emotions hit. It's part of our nature, sure, but it's also part of our spirituality, and that's the key to see this. And then to believe this over that. Not only that God is watching out for your daily bread, not only that God is preparing the food that you need to survive, but more than that, that even in the day when you might starve slowly to death in a prison cell for your faith in Jesus Christ, the God who has established that faith is going to bring it to completion. He's going to bring you through the trial, through the suffering, not abandoning what you know about who Jesus is and what he's done, but holding tight to it. He is, by his Spirit-driven word, fully capable of supplying your every need to believe in the God that is not your belly. And that promise, that word, that blood. I mean, how many times do I got to say it, my friends? What an amazing thing this gospel is. How profound a religion we have. I'm going to talk more about that on the other side of this break. Sharper iron coming your way. I'm ready to rock. Are you?